Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Please be warned, this episode contains content discussing sexual assault and may be triggering for some. If you find yourself struggling or in a difficult place, please contact the appropriate mental health service. If you're in Australia, I suggest calling Lifeline first on 13 11 14. Firstly, I want to say sorry for dropping off the radar a little bit there. Things got a little busy over Christmas and New Year's, as I'm sure it did for a lot of people. I hope you all had a great time over Christmas and New Year's. 2020 was a pretty crappy year for many. And everything that's happened has only helped to force more people into toxic and destructive workplaces. So I hope things improve for as many of you as possible really soon. The one light for me has been the success of this podcast. I just wanted to say thank you to everyone who's listened, stuck around, and even reviewed it. It's meant a lot to have this project to go with over the year. Now, for the first nightmare of 2021. Quite often, when we talk about nightmare co-workers, we're talking about hatred. They're normally someone fueled by rage and dysfunction, and will seek to cause pain through verbal abuse, manipulation, and violence. But what if it went the other way? What if your co-worker was light, bubbly, friendly, and instead of hating you, they were obsessed with you? And what if that light and bubbly behaviour started to cross a line, becoming uncomfortable and creepy, all while they still claimed friendship? That's what Trixie encountered when she worked with Maria.
I was an external, which means my company sends me out to other companies to fix their problems.
Trixie liked her job, and she was sent out to this particular external for a few months. While there, she met Maria.
Oh, it was really nice working there. And see, my company hired her because it was kind of a far drive for me. So they hired her because she lived out there. So that's how, like, she became to, like, work there.
So Maria was helping out, and straight up, Trixie found her a little overwhelming.
She was a very happy, bouncy person all over the place. Like, she was just always excited. Like, she always talked like everything was so exciting.
The problem with that overwhelming, bubbly positivity is that it can hide a more toxic behavior. But even that behavior, to be honest, seemed odd to Trixie at the beginning.
Well, like, every morning she would greet me when I got to work and tell me how fantastic my boobs looked. She had an obsession with my boobs. She would always touch my hair too in the morning. Like, she was like kind of obsessed with me.
And that friendly, bubbly intensity only increased, and Maria focused it all on Trixie.
After like a few weeks, because like I said, it'd get more intense, she would like sing to me while I was working. She would get out of her chair and start to like serenade me and get down on her knees and sing like the Dirty Dancing song, that Time of Your Life song on there.
And the touching increased as well.
Just always rubbing and touching my hair. And like anytime she walked by me, she had to touch me, or she would sit there and stare at me while we're working. She wouldn't even work. She would just turn around and watch me.
It might have been the fact that it started with smaller touching actions and worked its way up. But Maria managed to transition to quite extreme forms of physical affection.
Anytime I would walk by her, she would grab a hold of me and pull me on her lap and like would not let me get up for like a few minutes. and she would just hug me.
Maria was increasing her obsession. She would touch, watch, and sing to her, and even attempted to dress Trixie in a way that seemed a little too intimate for new friends.
She wanted to do a photo shoot with me in a bikini, and she ordered me a bikini and brought it to work for me, which I still have the bikini, but I've never wore it or did the photo shoot with her because it just got really weird.
Here's the kicker. This was after a month. This wasn't some long-developed friendship where things could be misunderstood, and Trixie was not enjoying it.
Really uncomfortable, and it was just really awkward. I did not like it at all.
But it all came to a head when Maria did something completely bizarre and totally unexpected.
One day, we were on break, and I was holding the door open for all of my coworkers to walk through, and she stopped and put her mouth on my boob. I was, like, in total shock.
Trixie couldn't believe it.
Oh, my gosh. It was so weird. Like, I don't understand. She just did that out of the blue.
But in what might be surprising to many of us, action took place very quickly.
Well, my coworkers immediately went to the boss, and they called back to our shop. And our bosses had to come out, and they called her in, and she was immediately fired for it.
Suddenly, Maria was gone. There was no more staring, singing, and touching. But there was one last moment of discomfort.
She did try to message me to apologize to me. She said that she thought that we were good friends and that that was allowed since we were such good friends. But I really didn't understand that part because I just worked with her.
Time has passed and Trixie does think about Maria from time to time, but she's been kept secure with the support of her management. This was something more subtle and on the surface potentially more friendly, but it still left Trixie feeling scared, freaked out, and uncomfortable. Hopefully, Maria has learnt from this. I hope you enjoyed this slightly different nightmare story. Feel free to give a review or a rating or just mention the podcast to someone. You can do that on Apple or any of your apps. It really helps get the message out there. If you have a nightmare story you'd like to share, chuck me a message. You can go to my website, samblacker.com, or to Instagram. I work with a nightmare on Insta. I'll be back next week with one of the last Pete Havel analysis episodes and another full episode the week after that. Until then, Happy New Year and good luck at work.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.